Hello there, another one of our little check-ins. On this one, you've got Ant Shaw on Manchester United, Jack Collins on Fulham, and Andy Middleton on West Ham United. Hope you enjoy these three.
Joined by Ant Shaw to talk about Man United. I suppose we'll start with there's a lot of things, obviously, in modern football, Ant, that I suspect me and you both don't like, and the sort of verge from the geopolitical to the somewhat cynical. The De Gea thing from the outside looking in all just felt a little bit unpleasant, remains a little bit unpleasant. Is that how United fans have felt about it? Is that how you felt about it?
I'd say the majority do. I've never been a huge David De Gea fan. Don't get me wrong, you know, he's been a good servant to the club, but I always think that players start making problems for themselves when they start getting contracts above what they're worth. And the last one with De Gea really was a bad decision. And you know, I said it at the time, he was a goalkeeper that clearly wasn't one of the best in the world, in my view. He ended up running down his contract to get wages, which were, I think it was number one in the world for a goalkeeper at the time. And that, to me, it always tends to readdress my relationship, you know, my views on players, because, you know, if you start earning that amount of money, then you've got to make sure you're performing in that way. And I never had any faith in him to do so. So whilst United, you know, you can give him a bit of stick, I think the only thing that they're guilty of in this circumstance is indecision. Yeah. You know, they've known it was coming for 12 months now. They knew it was their decision. So rather than, oh, we'll offer him this, you know, we might do that. You know, I think what they should have just said is, you know, you're going to be on your way at the end of the season. Thanks and goodbye. Maybe, you know, very soon after we lost the FA Cup final. So I think it's that, really. I think it's just mixed messages. That's where the problem is. But in terms of owing De Gea something, you know, I don't think we do, because I think we've paid him incredibly generously, especially in the last 5 years he's been here.